fact of the day, 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 day.
Today's fact of the day. We're in Pirate Week, by the way, here at Fact of the Day. And one of the coolest thing about pirates, undeniably the coolest thing about pirates, their ships.
I was going to say the fashion.
Fashion was their passion.
Jackets.
Yeah.
The pants, the boots.
The tricorn hats, but kind of like a flash military, but roughed up.
Bit naughty. But your pirate ships are also cool.
So cool. But my question is, where'd they get their ships from? Because they're pirates.
They built them.
Pirates never built ships.
Did they just steal them?
They stole them.
Okay. But whose ships were they originally?
Great question.
Vikings. No, they had different ships.
Vikings did build their own ships. They did pillaging up and down coasts, but they arrived in their own ships. But pirates...
BYO ship.
The golden age of pirates. When we think about pirates, we think of, you know...
17th.
Like Pirates of the Caribbean, 1700s pirates.
Yeah.
So they would steal their ships. Some of them started out life as buccaneers and privateers, and that's kind of what pirates is drawn from privateers.
What's a buccaneer?
Buccaneer was a government-employed person that wasn't part of the military, kind of like a mercenary.
But law-abiding.
Well, they would work outside of the usual lines of the law to get things done that needed to be done that were perhaps a little bit questionable.
Right, okay.
I'm talking your CIA operatives at the time.
Yeah, right. Do what must be done, your spies.
They had questionable morals.
Okay.
Because they would do things that, you know,
nice
guys and gals wouldn't do. Mm. So
no gals back then, let's be honest.
There was female pirates. They're most... Oh, you know what? I might do females and female pirates tomorrow.
Yes, please.
Finishing on a Friday with a little female pirate.
I thought we were simply wenches to look at.
No, absolutely not. My queen. No, you may... Please.
Stay tuned.
Take a flotilla.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, flotilla. Of all the pirates you could possibly handle. So they got their ships. The buccaneers or the privateers would be like, yeah, okay, what do you want done, Kingdom of Holland?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they'd be like, we want this set. And they'd go and they'd be like, we'll get it done for you. Sail offshore and yell as loud as they could, thanks to the boat, and then just become pirates.
So they were like provided a boat to do a task.
Yes.
And then they just commandeered the task.
They just commandeered the boat. And they were like some of the best sailors out, so they would just never catch them.
Yeah. Right.
And they would be pirates. Other situations, and there's a historic situation of a pirate crew starting by literally a naval ship was in dock. And they paddled up to it in a little dinghy that they stole off the side of the beach, paddled up to it, climbed up the side, untied it, sailed it away, and just, that's our boat now.
Right.
And then they would hermit crab.
Right.
When they got a big crew and they got too big for the boat they had, they'd just steal a bigger boat.
Huh. So why was the boat the stock? Because you look at a pirate ship and you're like, that's looks like a pirate ship.
Yeah.
Why was the style of the boat?
Because that was just the style of the time. Yes, Spanish galleons and stuff, they had a specific look. But when pirates got them in, like, they were the... I found a really cool article called Pirate Ships, Hot Rods of the Sea.
Oh, that's nice.
Because when something happened, they couldn't afford to do it. They couldn't afford to dry dock it and fix it like militaries of the time would. Or these super rich, sailing traders would. They would just fix it on the go as they could. And that's why they started looking rough, patched together, bogged up.
We
should give a moment now just to remember the Rainbow's End pirate ship.
Yeah.
If we could have a moment of silence. The Rainbow's End pirate ship. That's someone who ate too much before they got on the pirate ship.
Someone spewed on me.
They've
already just started.
Yuck.
It's sloshing around the bottom.
So today's fact of the day is pirates never built their own ships. They'd steal them and then hermit crab to bigger ones when they needed them.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If I bump into a couple and they have a boy and they have a girl, and I'm like, oh, boy, girl, snip. You've got a boy, you've got a girl, get the snip. You're done. You get to figure out what it's like raising a girl. You get to figure out what it's like raising a boy. Save yourself a shit ton of stress and money. You've got your perfect little family.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.